next one is knowledge. Everything we do requires knowledge of some kind. The face of spirit knowledge makes all the knowledge or information we have livelier in our minds. Daniel 1, verses 4, 6, and 17. Children in whom was no blemish, and well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Verse 6. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. In verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
It mentions two or three phases of spirit here, understanding and wisdom and knowledge, but the point was these individuals that wound up in Babylon, whatever brought this about, it was spotted that in them was the mixture that was needed to be able to give them a whole new set of information. They were going to teach them all this learning of the Chaldeans, and part of what would enable them to be able to grasp this was that they had the spirit of knowledge and understanding and wisdom and other things. So we see throughout this book of Daniel that he and his friends, God can take care of them, and they are able to see what's going on in the situation and know how to work in a completely foreign land, a completely foreign situation. We need the face of spirit knowledge as the spirit side to intercourse with the knowledge or seeds or ideas God gives us in line upon line, discernment, and counsel to make the information come alive or quicken in our minds. Isaiah 33:6.
And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
And 1 Corinthians 12:8.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
And Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10.
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
These things show that if we want to grow in God, knowledge is going to have to be part of it. If we want to be stable, if we want to increase, if we want to be able to follow what God's will is, we need the spirit of knowledge. And also Colossians 3:10.
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him.
Knowledge also works to help us mentally file away and retrieve information we have learned, so that it is more accessible to us when we need it. Proverbs 24, verses 3 through 5.
Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength.
This shows that by knowledge, and again it also mentions wisdom and understanding, but by knowledge, the chambers are going to be filled with precious store. So if we want to get this calling or this house filled up with God's information, one component that we're going to need is knowledge, and not just words, concepts sown to us, but the spirit of knowledge to actually make this lively and accessible and usable. It is also involved with any other learning activities, such as getting a Track 1 education. The spirit of knowledge is valuable in fighting false doctrines, both in learning what the false doctrine is saying and in knowing what the scriptures do and do not say in order to counteract the false doctrine. Proverbs 22, verses 20 and 21.
Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee?
Here it shows to know the certainty of the words of truth. Are we knowledgeable in the scriptures? We get them all taught to us. Can we then turn around and grab that information and be able to use it according to what the situation needs? And an opposite, Luke 11:52.
Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered.
Here it shows on the opposite side, taking away the key of knowledge so that they were not able to access God's information because they hadn't kept it going and kept sowing it out. sometimes it seems like knowledge has been perhaps an underused phase of spirit, one that people, it doesn't so readily spring to mind to get prayed for and to pull on knowledge. Here's the seeds of what knowledge can do. Now, if you want to really get the witness on what it can do, get prayed for it and pull on it, and you will feel the information start to be livelier. It's like you can lay hands on it when you need it. And you know the scriptures do not say that. Or yes, the scriptures say something like that, and here's the other scripture we use to counteract the false doctrine.